Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that most want to avoid. Most seemingly bury their heads in the sand and refuse to hear. Many think that somehow, some way, it's a conspiracy theory. Others simply think that it's going to be far enough in the future that they need not worry about it. And that is the coming global international bankruptcy. The coming global international bankruptcy. One of the things that's jacking up the situation and the problem that will bring it to a very fast, decline is what we're seeing on the international market with oil and gas. And we understand that OPEC now has determined they're going to reduce the production by about 2 million barrels a day. Joe Biden has destroyed, let me say that again, Joe Biden has destroyed our oil reserves that are set aside for international intrigue and for difficulties on a global level affecting America in a military scenario. As a result of draining our oil reserve by about 1 million barrels a day, and unknown, unspoken, unsaid, undiscussed, non-covered on all of the socialist Marxist media news, much of that oil out of our reserves were sold to China. China, ladies and gentlemen. As a result of what we see taking place today, we must understand that the oil that's been coming out of our reserve being sold to China and, I believe, to Russia has partially caused the problem that we have. But Biden keeps blaming it on the Russian-Ukrainian war. As a result of that, he says that's the reason the prices have gone up. But, ladies and gentlemen, that's part and parcel of what we're talking about that's bringing about the ultimate global international bankruptcy. According to Revelation chapter 18, it shall take place. And this article that I was reading just before the news break, it says, in common language, during financial crisis, a large number of holders of banks' financial liabilities, such as deposits, want to cash out. Hence the name, bank, a run on the bank. For example, during the panic of 1819, the United States people queried outside the banks in long lines to change their new financial innovations. Banknotes, metallic currency, the panic of 1819 helped to create the first economic depression in the United States. Further, the article states, it's a 22-page article, ladies and gentlemen, reading just a paragraph or two of the highlighted notes. Banks are also currently being hit by a heavy decline in the value of governmental bonds, which they use as collateral. They may easily lead to a cascading loss on the bank, possibly with a never-before-seen speed, size, and width, end quote. How do we prepare for that? This article reads, a characteristic feature of banking crisis is that many banks, possibly all banks, will close their doors to customers and issue withdrawal limits. Another characteristic is disruptions in the financial system, most notably on card payments, as a result of which is retail payment system may cease altogether, that is to freeze up altogether. ladies and gentlemen, and the article goes on and on and on, talking about the postulation, the present and the future of what is going to take place. The point being, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the connectivity of global banking financial systems, including stocks and bonds, and the funding through the bank windows and online around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, the banks around the globe are in financial trouble. The stock markets are artificially pumped up. As they're propped up, ladies and gentlemen, in fact, I've said with the 29, 30, 31, 32,000 on the Dow Jones, the daily stock market reporting, I believe about 50% of that is fluff, is air. And there's coming a day very soon that fluff is going to be released, that air is going to be released, like letting the air out of an overinflated tire. We will watch that take place. That this is exactly what, go back and say to 1929, 30, 31, 32, and 33 in the Great Depression. The stock market was highly volatile. It would be way up one day, down the next day, off by thousands the next day, up the next day. It is we're watching the transfer of hundreds of trillions of dollars on a global basis, and it is being manipulated. It's not something that is taking place organically. It is being manipulated, ladies and gentlemen, for the global reset, for the transfer of wealth into fewer and fewer hands on a global basis. The U.S. Federal Reserve is now putting financial brakes on the American financial market in an attempt, ladies and gentlemen, to slow down inflation. But this will bring about, I believe, a full collapse in real estate market. And when the real estate market collapses, ladies and gentlemen, when it slows down, stops, or collapses, the entire industry follows in the collapse and all other support categories. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the system, financial system, imploding. I'm reading the headlines of another article. Is the banking system collapse imminent? This article reads, as I write this on Tuesday, October the 4th, the stock market in the United States is up significantly for the second day in a row. And yet, even in the corporate media financial publications, which tend to emphasize the positive for investors, the news about what the immediate future holds is very, very gloomy even today. Further, the article states, an entire generation of Americans hasn't gone through a recession. A lot of companies in Silicon Valley have never been through a recession. For example, this article reads, when the rate of change of revenue growth has gone negative and the rate of change of a year over a year profit growth has gone negative, the Federal Reserve, even if it were to turn dovish on interest rates tomorrow, will have a hard time, if possible, stopping the profit recessions. When a corporate financial news source features an interview on their homepage for a financial investment CEO would say, I recommend prayer. Listen, let me read that again. When a corporate financial news source features an interview on their homepage from a well-known financial investment CEO, the CEO says, I recommend prayer. We all know it's time to sit up and pay attention to what may happen in the near future, end quote. And while the CEO does not discuss possible bank failures, there are plenty of others today who are, based mainly on two international mega banks that seem to be on the brink of collapse, the Bank of England and Credit Suisse. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this article says, what does a potential collapse of the banking system mean to you? Here's one analyst view. Quote, during banking crisis, you won't have full access to any of your deposits in the bank. As a result, electronic payments such as bank credit cards may become useless. In the extreme case, your deposits could be used to recapitalize ailing banks in the process, calling it a bailout. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, in a tight banking market, when the banks are on the verge of collapsing, they simply, by federal rules, regulations, and authorization, will seize your dollars in their banks for them to bail out rather than going belly up, if I can use that term. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a recognition that this is on the horizon. Blackstone, which is an international real estate marketeer, this article says Blackstone prepares a record $50 billion to snap up real estate during the coming monetary crash, end quote. The past 2 months have seen a barrage of negative news coverage focusing on the U.S. housing market, which is predictable, after all, with mortgage rates soaring at the fastest pace of record in decades and decades high, sending U.S. housing affordability to the lowest level in U.S. history. It goes further to say, what is also known is that once housing craters, the U.S. residential market and commercial landlords, private equity giants like Blackstone, is about to get even bigger. That's when it will deploy some or all of its $50 billion in dry powder, that is in cash on hand, it raised to prepare for just such as we're seeing with the coming housing crash, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, what we want you to understand today is that there is a disaster on the horizon. The coming global international bankruptcy for the American monetary system and those around the globe. One of the things that's pushing that, one of the things that's bringing us to the prefaces that we are going over the cliff, is extreme high gas prices today, and they will be even higher by January. We understand, ladies and gentlemen, that OPEC is known to reduce the production by reduce it by 2 million barrels a day. I'm telling you something, and by the way, Ezra in chapter 7, verse 14 and following, he says, that is Amos, says, I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet. And I say that to you today, but I want you to understand that it doesn't take a genius to read the handwriting on the wall and analyze the scripture and understand what God is saying, what God is doing, and what we see as the fulfillment on an international global level today. I'm looking at an article that says Gaz, G-A-Z-P-R-O-M, Gazprom halts gas supplies to Italy in the latest energy battle. Russia's state-controlled gas services of natural gas delivers to Italy in an apparent scuffle over regulations in Austria, escalating the energy crisis in all of Europe. The cutoff appears to target just Italy, which gets its gas supplies from the pipeline that passes through Austria. Although Italy has been weaning itself off Russian gas, Saturday's development highlights how vulnerable European countries are to Russian President Vladimir Putin's repeated move to choke off all energy to the continent. The standoff intensified this week after a massive leak erupted in the key pipeline in Europe that some nations blamed on sabotage. The gas giant released a statement saying it had suspended the supplies to Italy because Austria's operator had refused to confirm transport nominations after regulatory changes implemented in the Austria in late September of last year or this year. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're watching is across the nation in America and around the globe, we're watching the real estate market about to crash. We're watching the gasoline industry, the gas production, the gas transportation, and the carrying out of the supply of natural gas and crude oil and oil in general on an international level. The valves are being shut off. That is planned. That is a procedure that's being used by the strong arms in America and the globalists. This is the reason they're pushing you to buy an electric car. They want to put it in the position, and this will take place, in my most humble opinion, by the first quarter of next year, where there will be dire freezing on the face of the earth in nation after nation after nation because of not having enough oil to produce the heat to keep the economy going and to keep the citizens from freezing to death. We're watching the hand of God. We're watching the fulfillment of the eschatological prophetic text where God says in Revelation, the 18th chapter, that there's coming a day of worldwide, global, international bankruptcy. We're watching us getting nearer and nearer that era and that time even today. Here's an article. Europe's road to energy hell was paved with green energy. The White House wants to follow. And this article is very, very serious. It talks about how, ladies and gentlemen, the America, the White House, that is the Oval Office, Joe Biden and his constituents are now rejoicing in the fact that there's an energy shortage in Europe and it's going to cause Europeans to freeze during the winter. They're saying that this will help them, not force them, but help them implement, how'd they say, green energy, that is electric energy. But ladies and gentlemen, I've got news for you. Just a winter ago, 1 year ago winter, in Texas, when the weather got down into the freezing realm and stayed there for 12 to 14 hours, electric cars would not run. The battery will not do an energy charge once it gets below a certain level in freezing for a length of time. What if an EMP were to take place, electronic magnetic pulse were to take place? All electric cars in America and around the globe would be without any energy, no running. Think about those in South Florida and across the eastern seaboard where the hurricane just hit, where there's no energy, there's no power, the power lines are down. How do you charge that electric car? How do you go get gasoline, even if you have a gas car, where you cannot, the pumps are not running? It puts America and the globe in a position of being totally at risk with being frozen out as a result of the push by the globalists today. Ladies and gentlemen, another headline says, OPEC, Russia considers sending oil prices even higher. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, and Russia are considering significant cutting of oil production, which would lead to the spike in oil prices. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we're going to see gasoline in our region, gasoline in our part of the nation. We will look at $5, $6, $7 a gallon before June of next year. We're watching the hand of God. We're watching the prophetic text come to place, come into fruition. We're watching what God's word says take place. Now, here's an article that says, Germany stockpiling wood in fear of gas shortages. They're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, not having any gasoline, and so they're stockpiling wood to go to the wood pile to burn a wood in a wood stove, a wood fireplace, in order to stay warm. I watched some newsreels on that, and it's a real happening in Germany today. And may I say to you, this is as a result of a manipulation of the market. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, the extreme gas prices today and even higher in January, I believe, will contribute to the money market collapse in America and around the globe. The forced push today, the push today to outlaw all gasoline-powered vehicles and to force electric vehicles will also contribute to the global bankruptcy. By the way, just as a little curiosity footnote, do you know what percentage of Americans really are embracing the electric car? Would you think it's 50%? No. Would you think it's 20%? No. Ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, out of all the populace in America, only 1.4%, just barely over 1%, are embracing the electric car movement that's being pushed today by Joe Biden in America. Ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind, the goal of government is to fully, 100% control all we do, where we go, what we say, what we buy, how much money we have, and how it is spent. And ladies and gentlemen, today's fact is coming off the pages of the Word of God. The fact is, ladies and gentlemen, that there's coming a day the Antichrist will step on the scene, according to Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18. And today America's on the fast track for digital currency. Did you know that? Digital currency. Listen, this dovetails into what we're talking about with the coming global economic bankruptcy. That's going to happen. And in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how, and it's based on digital currency that's on the fast track in America that will follow about 12 or 14 other nations that have gone that route. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. The realities that you're presenting, it's overwhelming, but you're doing your part. God expect you to do, to speak out and not keep the reality to yourself. We need to be informed and know what is going on. I would just like our listeners to bear in mind that what is on the horizon, as fearful and dreaded as it seems, is not necessarily God doing it to us, but is what we do to ourselves by our rebellion against Him. We have the picture of Him dealing with Israel. When they disobey, they had to be punished, and when they cry out for mercy, He would have mercy. And this is the same picture for us today. We have become a rebellious people. We have turned our backs upon God. We have rejected His word, rejected our Redeemer who went to the cross. And our leaders have made themselves God. They are wiser than God, and they are going to bring about the utopia and paradise. Because they are wiser than God. They know much better than God. So abandon God and trust us. We will work it out. We, as you say, in the painting the picture, you know, that one, when one collapsed, the whole world, nations, everyone got on. We can bear in mind that this seemed to be something that God didn't want us to do. At Babylon, the Tower of Babylon was one of the times when God had to intervene to scatter men, to let them not to stick together and stay together when they tried to build the tower. He confounded their languages, and so we get languages, different and nations, and now it become a crime. When our leader, our last president, Donald Trump, tried mentioned the word building back the nation, building back America, it was a crime. You dare not speak about the nation. Open borders, and there, so now we see the consequence of it. When one go down, a common economy, and totally linked. When one collapse, the whole world collapsed. And it's
absolutely. In fact, Lily, you're right on target with what you're saying. And if I can jump in for just a moment, our time is rapidly dissipating. But one of the things that you're touching on is that we have done it ourselves. And it's because we've got a handful of people around the globe that's controlling the destiny of America, but it's playing into the hands of what God's word has already told us prophetically that shall take place. We make decisions on a volitional basis, individually, collectively, and as a nation, and it is to our ruin and detriment in doing so from the human standpoint, but it's bringing about the rapid fulfillment of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Lily, thank you so much for your input. You're right on target. Thank you for your call today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what is taking place with the coming global international economic collapse, the bankruptcy of the world. I'm looking at an article that says central bank digital currency are the bullet train to digital concentration camps. Now, that's a headline, and it's talking about what's happening in America today. And before I read you some excerpts from that very, very scary but very real detailed article, I want to ask a few questions. The feds are now pushing for the release of the digital currency. So what will this, how will it work? What will digital currency do? What if you don't have coins in your purse? What if you don't have greenbacks? What if everything you're dependent upon, every dime that you spend, is at the press of a button on your handheld device? All your money is not in a bank account. It's in your handheld device, so-called bank account. All coins and all currency will be phased out. No longer can you use a checking account. No more going to the bank to make a deposit or make a withdrawal. All your money will be on your handheld device. You can pay your bills. You can download everything via your computer. You can transfer funds to someone else based on sending it through your telephone or your handheld device, whatever it may be. Every penny you spend will be monitored by the federal government. This will follow. This is what is being planned now by the Biden administration is following the Chinese yuan currency. Chinese yuan currency is the online currency, and they go by the handheld device. Everything that the Chinese citizen does, buying, selling, trading, shopping, is all watched by the government, Chinese Communist Party, in the Chinese regime. And ladies and gentlemen, this is on the verge of being reality in the United States of America. Central bank digital currencies are the bullet train to digital concentration camps, this writer says. If you can move every human being into digital concentration camps, empty their bank account anytime you want to, and tell them what they can do, what they cannot go, what they can spend, what they cannot spend, you've got complete control over the human beings. The White House published a comprehensive framework on Friday attacking decentralized cryptocurrencies while promoting the United States government control over programmable central bank digital currency called CBDC. Per our official press release, agencies that were chosen to lead the ongoing work group, the research and possible development of this currency for the Federal Reserve, the National Economic Council, the National Security Council, the Office of Science and Technology Policy, and the Treasury Department. This digital currency issued directly from a nation state central bank and it will be serving as the legal tender for all things purchased in America. Critical online currency are controlled by governments and therefore represents the polar opposite of the idea of decentralization, open source software, permissionless peer-to-peer transactions. Listen to this quote. As you can guess, the CBDC, that is the central bank digital currency, will be tied to the user's identity. A digital ID will be assigned. Hear me. A digital ID will be assigned and will allow total surveillance of all that's done in the United States of America, eliminating any chance of financial privacy at all, end quote. According to the Atlantic Council of Bank Digital Currency, 112 countries representing 95% of the global's GDP are exploring some type electronic currency. 11 countries have already launched the digital currency. 14 countries are testing pilot programs for the digital currency. Here's a statement. Central bank digital currencies will be one of the greatest violations of human rights in all of history, end quote. Central bank digital currency removes any privacy and decentralizes nature of on physical cash. There will be no more cash, ladies and gentlemen. It will simply be based on your digital currency. And listen very carefully. In China today, with the digital currency, if a person were to spend the money in the wrong place with the wrong way, they watch every move. And picture this in America. If we have digital currency and the federal government can watch what you spend, if you give to the wrong person, give to the wrong candidate, if you go to the wrong places, if you spend the money on the wrong thing, all they've got to do is press a button and cut your money off. Ladies and gentlemen, we're headed for a total implosion of the financial markets. If they can do that, and that's what they're doing today, it's not if, it's just when it comes into fruition for America. This article goes on to say, if they want to monitor one of your transactions, impose negative interest rates, or directly tax you as a customer account, they can do that, and you can do that with the central bank digital currency. In other words, they can collect taxes that way at the push of a button. They can shut your funds off if you give it to the wrong person. Listen to what this article says. In addition, want to do less is to the establishment of the CBDC by, this is a communism pursuit. You spoke against masking your children and your child at your child's school board meeting. Purchases denied. You exceeded the vehicle's weekly miles and you surpassed the carbon limits. Your purchase is denied. You posted passages on Facebook questioning the integrity of the last election. Your purchase is denied. You did not take your latest Pfizer mRNA gene therapy shot. Purchase denied. You defied your lockdown protocol and traveled outside the quarantine zone. Your purchase is denied. Ladies and gentlemen, this article goes on and on and on with where we headed in America with the digital currency, which then helps control every citizen in America and thus also every citizen around the globe. There's coming a day when there will be international global bankruptcy, according to Revelation chapter 18. What do we do? We need to pray up. We need to recognize. We need to get our house in order. We need to stand for God, stand for the Scripture, obey the Scripture, be involved in study the Word, be involved in worship, and be involved as salt and light as God has called us to. Ladies and gentlemen, the end of the story is that we're in a position we need to make decisions. Thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
And 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.